This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Efforts to hold President Donald Trump accountable for his role in inciting the mob that overran the U.S. Capitol Wednesday gained momentum on Saturday. Democratic members of the U.S. House of Representatives have announced they will introduce articles of impeachment as early as Monday. Representative Ted Lieu, a Democrat from the state of California, tweeted on Saturday afternoon that the articles of impeachment had 180 co-sponsors. No Republicans were among them. If the House were to impeach the president for a second time, that would trigger a trial in the Senate, which has acquitted Mr. Trump once before and is to be in recess until January 19th, the day before Mr. Trump's term ends. Democrats will take control of the Senate later this month. Democratic congressional leaders have also called on Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment, which offers an alternative and perhaps quicker way to remove the president from office. Mr. Pence has not yet responded, but has reportedly told colleagues he does not favor such an action. And Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska has called on Mr. Trump to resign, making her the first Republican senator to endorse a presidential resignation. A massive electricity blackout overnight plunged much of Pakistan into darkness. On Saturday, in parts of the country, electricity was restored Sunday. The breakdown in the country of around 220 million left all its major cities, including the capital Islamabad and commercial hub Karachi, without electricity for hours. Pakistan's power minister confirmed that the shutdown was caused by a technical fault. This is VOA News. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Saturday said he was lifting restrictions on contacts between U.S. officials and their Taiwanese counterparts. That's a move likely to anger China and increase tensions between Beijing and Washington in the last few days of President Trump's presidency. China claims democratic and separately ruled Taiwan as its own territory and regularly describes Taiwan as the most sensitive issue in its ties with the United States. While the United States, like most countries, has no official relations with Taiwan, the Trump administration has increased backing for the island country with arms sales and laws to help Taiwan deal with pressure from China. In a statement, Pompeo said that for several decades, the State Department had created complex internal restrictions on U.S. diplomats and service members' interactions with Taiwanese counterparts. Pompeo said, "Today, I am announcing that I am lifting all of these self-imposed restrictions." The Taipei Economic and Cultural Representative Office in the United States in Washington, which serves as Taiwan's unofficial embassy, said the move showed strength and depth of the United States' relationship with Taiwan. U.S. prosecutors have filed motions saying that Honduran President Juan Orlando Hernandez took bribes from drug traffickers and had the country's armed forces to protect a cocaine laboratory and shipments to the United States. The documents quote Hernandez as saying he wanted to, quote, shove the drugs right up the noses of the gringos by flooding the United States with cocaine. The motions filed Friday with the U.S. Southern District of New York don't specifically name the president, but clearly identify him. The president hasn't been charged and has repeatedly denied connections to traffickers, despite the 2019 conviction of one of his brothers. An avalanche that hit a Russian ski resort near the Arctic city of Norilsk late Friday killed three members of a family and buried four buildings under snow, according to authorities. Officials said rescuers recovered the bodies of two adults and an 18-month-old child. Officials said a 14-year-old was pulled from the snow alive and hospitalized with frostbite. Russia's investigative committee, which probes major crimes, said it's opened a criminal probe to determine if the building's owners had adequate safety measures in place. Norilsk is Russia's northernmost city. It's more than 2,800 kilometers northeast of Moscow. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.